You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Under cloudy skies in downtown Wausau at our 98.9 WXCO studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. The time is 9:07. It is Friday, October the 11th of 2024. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, you can also join us by going to Facebook.com, go to the 98.9 WXCO page, and be able to see a video stream of what's happening here in the studio that way as well. You can also add questions or comments in the reply section of that Facebook posting. But you can also call us or text us at 715-382-9297. That's 715-382-9297 to join us here and let us know what you're thinking. If there's something that we're not talking about that you would like to talk about, anything on your mind, 715-382-9297 to join us here on the program. Coming up, we are going to have a conversation with a terrific young man, a student athlete here in our area from Newman Catholic High School, Carson Callow, as he has been one of the leaders on the team for Newman Catholic. That's 5-1 on the season, trying to fight their way into the 8-player playoffs. They have a big one tomorrow, homecoming over at Newman Catholic against Tri-County. We'll have live coverage of that game tomorrow afternoon, starting with the pregame show at 12:35 right here on 98.9 WXCO. And we'll talk about his come back from a rather significant injury at the end of last season and talk about this season and the big games coming up. So that's Carson Callow coming up at 9:21 this morning here on the program. While I'm talking about high school sports, we do have a pair of high school football games coming up tonight. I'll be hitting the road for Eau Claire later today, heading to Carson Park, where the Wausau West Warriors will take on Eau Claire Memorial. That game will be live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Coverage will begin with the pregame show at 6:35 and the opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Meantime, tonight on the Sports 2 stream of bowfallsradio.com and the Civic Media app, it's Marathon Football. The Marathon Red Raiders taking on the Wittenberg Burnhamwood Chargers. Jeremy Cole will have that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:40 and the opening kickoff at 7 o'clock. Again, you can hear it live on the Sports 2 stream if you go to bowfallsradio.com or to the 98.9 page on the Civic Media app and click on Sports 2. That game between Marathon and Wittenberg Burnhamwood will also be airing on a delay basis following our coverage of Wausau West football tonight here on 98.9 WXCO. So, again, lots on the plate here. And don't forget as well for on our weekend programs. We have a lot of great stuff on the weekends, including a pair of shows locally produced here out of Wausau. The Wausau Business Show, tomorrow morning from 8 till 9 a.m. It's been a very big hit for us. So, again, join the guys for the Wausau Business Show from 8 till 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And then Sully's College Football page getting you set for another big weekend of college football from 9 to 11. So that's all tomorrow morning here on 98.9 WXCO. Time to say good morning and hello to our in-studio engineer and our producer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
It's been a rough week so far for you in the number for the day quiz.
Oh, it's just a number. I always come back next week.
Well, the thing about it is, I don't think you've had a week where you've had zero right.
Actually, there was 1 week.
Oh, you did have one. I guess I forgot that.
That was a while back ago.
But we don't want another week where it's a offer.
So far, I've gotten zero, I've gotten one right, I got two right, I got only three right during the week, and the best one I had was four. So I've gotten all the numbers except for 5 out of 5.
Well, we got to get you that 5 out of 5, but today it's all about getting 1 out of 4. Because you missed on Tuesday because you were gone on Monday. See, you go away for a day, and now you could have used that extra day, but you did not get it right on Tuesday, missed it on Wednesday, missed it again yesterday, and today. Do you want to know what the topic is for our number for the day coming up at the end of the show?
Yes, I do.
All right. Today, our number for the day will involve the American farmer.
American farmer.
The American farmer. And that's
a very important a job also.
It certainly is. So the American farmer is the topic today on the number for the day quiz. We'll also have our daily history lesson talking about some famous events that have occurred on this date in history. We'll also talk about some celebrity birthdays. We will have reasons to acknowledge today and a whole bunch more. That's part of our number for the day quiz coming up here later on in the program. So we're coming up on Halloween. Do you still go out and get dressed up on Halloween?
Yes, I do. Absolutely. Not just Halloween. I dress up in costumes as often as I can.
Yes, you do.
When it comes to a theater, I dress up in costumes quite frequently. Unfortunately, I'm too old for trick-or-treating, unfortunately. However, I do like to, you know, anytime my mom has extra candy that was left over from the trick-or-treaters on Halloween, she lets me and my dad have the rest of it. And sometimes there's a lot left, but I love the candy on Halloween. My favorite candy has to be the Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. Those are my favorite.
Well, Walmart is out with its annual list of the most popular pet Halloween costumes by state.
Pet Halloween costumes?
Yep, pet. So if you're going to dress up as some sort of pet or animal, across the 50 states.
Okay.
And do you have any idea what animal? And again, this, I think, to be fair here, this is not really a pet. This is not a pet. For the state of Wisconsin, it's not a pet. It's just an animal.
Well, it's an animal, I'd probably say a dragon or maybe a unicorn.
Those are not animals.
We can't have them as pets either.
No, but
they're animals, but you just can't have them as pets.
Oh, come on. A dragon is an animal? I guess. Well, I don't know. Maybe
it
I guess.
An animal.
All right.
But
I mean a normal animal.
Well,
and not a pet. Don't take that all. I saw this on the list. It says pet. It's not a pet. Nobody has this as a pet. This animal in the state of Wisconsin is not used as a pet. That's all I'll say. That if it is used as a pet, I would be.
Well, it's probably not a badger then.
Well, this is really stupid. I got this note in my inbox, and I'm looking. The more I look at the writing on this, it's bad, and I feel I should have been a little bit deeper with it, because the second costume is not a pet either. So it's not even an animal; it's a person. I mean, what the heck? My
you better just tell me because I'm not gonna guess it.
Okay, in the state of Wisconsin, according to Walmart, and And again, I don't think this is the most popular Halloween contest.
At least we'll get a good laugh out of it, right?
It says, okay, I'm going to read the exact wording here because I'm getting frustrated here. And I don't want to get frustrated here on Friday morning.
Take a breath.
But according to my, because I get a prep service, I get some information, you know, some interesting stories to drop in from time to time.
Sure.
And I thought, oh, this is kind of interesting as we come up on Halloween. But it says, according to this tidbit,
okay,
it says, Walmart is out with its annual list of the most popular pet Halloween costumes by state. Mm-hmm. And across the 50 states, does this mean, are you, I got to look at this. Yeah, I don't, this makes
it's okay,
no sense.
This would be good.
This makes no sense. Okay. It says the state of Wisconsin, the most popular is the cow. The cow is not a pet, is it? The cow,
not
no,
technically.
No, nobody keeps a cow as a pet.
I mean, I've seen people who dress up as cows, but no, you don't usually keep a cow
and
as
it
a
says,
pet.
In the story,
a cow on a farm.
And this story says, across the 50 states, cow is the most popular pet costume for Halloween. I mean, come on. It's not a
just
pet.
Like a regular
and,
cow
you know,
costume?
And the thing, you know what it says second for the most popular pet costume?
What's that?
Cowboy. Cowboys are not pets. Bad information. And I will fall on the sword here because I should not have talked about this. And then it says,
I think they need to update their list because the cowboy is not a pet.
This is just ridiculous. But and then pig is third. Also, if you're a baseball fan, yesterday word came out, if you want to buy a baseball team, you got one right next door. The Minnesota Twins. The Minnesota Twins are up for sale. But really? It's going to cost a lot of money because recently we saw the Miami Marlins sold for more than $1 billion, and that was like 7 years ago. So I think you're going to have to pay well into the billions in order if you want to be the new owner and play fantasy baseball with the Minnesota Twins. So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't play the fantasy football myself.
I don't either.
Watch football with the family, and that's enough entertainment for me.
A number of years ago, I was involved in it, and I did for 1 year, and it was like, I don't want to worry about players. My player scoring a touchdown, my player getting 100 yards. Nah. Just watch the game. Watch the game, enjoy the game, root for your team. That's the best way to do it. So,
yeah.
But we're in the minority. Many people play fantasy football out there for sure. Speaking of football, we're going to talk a little football coming up. Normally on Fridays, we are joined by Paul Micklick talking Wisconsin sports, but he is busy because it is homecoming week for the Newman Catholic Cardinals, and he's off visiting with some of his players, the elementary schools, to gain some spirit and get those kids out there for the game tomorrow. But we're going to talk to one of the Newman Cardinal players, Carson Callow, coming up next. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO. Again, we're getting set for another big weekend of high school football. Three games here on Wausau's only play-by-play home for high school sports. Tonight, Wausau West at Eau Claire Memorial, and also Marathon at Wittenberg-Burnabud. And tomorrow, Newman Catholic takes on Tri-County in the Cardinals' homecoming game. And earlier this week on the Big High School Sports Show, we had an opportunity to speak to Carson Callow of Newman Catholic. He is a senior, plays on both the offensive and defensive sides of the football, offensive and defensive line. He comes off a significant injury late last season against Tri-County, suffered a badly broken arm, and started off our conversation by asking him about coming back from such an injury.
I don't know, it's kind of weird because most people, like, you'll get hurt one game. Well, everybody gets a little banged up in football. It's a pretty hard sport.
Stay close to the mic.
Okay, perfect. it's a hard sport. So, I don't know, it's just everybody plays a little sore kind of every game. And everyone's got, like, that one injury that, like, you twisted your ankle, like, in eighth grade, and you always just kind of feel it. But coming back from my arm, I didn't even really like realize it. Like, it didn't hit me until like 2 weeks ago. I was like, oh, I broke my arm last year and I'm like back over here. And I don't know, a lot of people got a bunch of injuries that they just came back, and it just shows how tough you can really be. That really reveals some character there.
First off, I like your scar. And that's one of the reasons I like linemen, because linemen have cool scars, and usually those pretty guys don't. Quarterbacks, receivers, running backs, no. But how has your experience of getting injured, a major injury, and kind of battling back from that, has that allowed you to be a better leader this year as you guys have experienced so many injuries as a team?
Yeah, I feel like it's a big point, because I don't really bring it up much about my arm, but it's just kind of like, you know, if you can't go full speed right now, like I'll look at some of these guys who have never gotten hurt before. Like, if you can't go full speed right now, you don't like really appreciate it, because that like this, your season could be done at any moment. Quincy, the first game of this year, he didn't think that he was going to be out for the rest of the season. That was big. He only played a half. And like, that's happened to a lot of our guys where they're just out.
And getting younger kids probably in particular to understand too, and you guys have had serious injuries, so serious injury is a serious injury, but football is a game where there's going to be some aches and pains, right, just from the normal course of practicing every day and your body getting worn down, and especially you linemen are in the trenches, right, lots of one-on-one drills and a lot of big bodies moving each other around in there. So part of it, is it getting guys to understand the difference between pain and injury and being able to play through some things?
Yeah, like I said earlier, you're going to get banged up. So you got to just learn how to work through it. And then when you get home, ice it, you know, maybe take some ibuprofen the next day at practice. But just taking care of yourself is a really big thing, especially in the trenches.
5-1 so far this season, and as you said, you lost Quincy Fender right away, and then they just kept on a coming, and you're on your fourth quarterback this season, and there's been injuries outside the quarterback position as well, because I think one of the things that maybe people don't realize is for a school the size of Newman Catholic, when somebody goes down, it's basically two guys going down because of most, like yourself, two-way players. What has been the... Within the locker room for you and your teammates, has allowed you to continue to focus on getting the job done each week, to give yourself an opportunity, if you're able to keep on winning, to make another playoff berth. What was the discussions like when these injuries started early this season, and what has allowed this team to stay together to be successful up to this point?
Yeah, well, those first two games we had, you know, obviously Quincy's ankle, and then Tristan Fisher broke his collarbone, like, 5 concussions. It was more of just because those first two teams, Phillips and Alma Bancroft, they're pretty physical play teams. So halftime, we're just like, you know, play for each other, finish your blocks, keep your head on a swivel, just make sure that you're there for each other, because these guys are going to be coming real fast.
One of the things we talk about all the time with 8-man football, we joke around a lot this year about having linemen on, and knock on wood, your linemen have been pretty healthy this year. Chad just asked our coach guest from Spash to talk about the team and the players and how they're so effective in their passing game. And when you talk pass or short passing game, when you talk that, everyone automatically thinks quarterback, receiver, running back. But what really makes those things tick is the linemen. He said they have 3 all-conference linemen back. So when you look at the success you guys have been able to have, part of it's being healthy on the line this year, but a lot of times when you hear 8-man football, you think big passing yards, big running yards, high scores, lots of touchdown. What is the significance and the importance of the role of linemen in 8-man football?
Well, I mean, obviously we lose like some like width in the field, and there's a lot that we need to really pick up. Like usually in 8-man, it's just a 3-man line, and then sometimes the defense will run a 4-man. You really got to like – I don't know, just pay attention and make sure you know what to do on how to block to make sure that everybody's, you know, safe. And then make sure we have the call-outs from our running back and our quarterback so everybody knows what's going on. We really got to be really smart.
So is there a lot, and I don't think parents sitting in the stands necessarily, well, they don't hear it, but I don't know how much they understand it too. There's a lot of communication that happens before the ball is snapped on just about every play, right? Can you talk about that a little bit? Like between the linemen, you said running backs, quarterbacks. What types of things are you guys talking about out there?
Right. So we'll be listening to the play, and then we'll hear if it's a pass or a run, and then we'll see where it's going. Depending on what kind of line they have out there, we'll call if we're going to the right or if we're going to the left, who we're leaving, who's going to get a blitzer, especially call out who we have and see if the running back is staying to block, just making sure that everyone is accounted for so we can mainly get to a one-on-one between the ball carrier and the defender.
We're talking to Carson Callow from Newman Catholic High School here on the Big High School Sports Show, brought to you by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO. So often we talk about having experience being able to help an individual player. You, as part of that line, is an experienced line. You've got guys you've played with for multiple years now. Number one, talk about your line mates. And number two, talk about having a line that's back together as a whole, how much of an advantage that is, that you guys have played together quite a bit. How much of an advantage is it to have not just you having experience, but having the guys around you have experience as well?
Yeah, so I play center, and then on my right we've got Greg Zabrowski, and on my left we got Evan Graney. I mean, those guys, I've been playing, those guys, have the two of them have been on this line with me ever since we were in middle school. I mean, we've always been there for each other, and somebody goes down, we make sure we know exactly what to say to each other to get each other fired up, make sure we're okay. And I mean, it's just that little bit of chemistry, and really with the whole team, but especially with the linemen, that is just so important on, like, just a win.
And we will come back with more with Carson Callow of Newman Catholic High School after an information update here on 98.9 WXCO. If you want
me, you can. You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
In Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. We're heading to week 8 of the high school football season, which means playoff talk is in full swing. Already, 119 teams have clinched playoff spots in 11-player football by guaranteeing themselves a conference record of at least 500. Another 60 are on the bubble and can clinch with one more win, while a bunch of other teams are scrambling and trying to get in position. You can check out the week 8 playoff qualifying report at wisports.net. Also this week, we produced our playoff projections, picking winners and losers of all the nearly 400 games for weeks 8 and 9, applied the WIAA's qualifying criteria, figured tiebreakers, and adjusted for the new tournament performance factor to move teams up or down. With that work completed, we were able to project the 224 teams to make the playoffs, the divisional assignment for those squads, and division cut lines. Keep in mind, this is all unofficial and subject to change based on actual results over the final 2 weeks, but it gives an idea of where things may land. Again, check wisports.net for the full details. There are 10 games on the schedule this week between teams unbeaten in league play, meaning huge conference title implications. Among them are Aquinas versus West Salem in the Cooley, Prescott against Baldwin-Woodville in the Middle Border, and Stratford facing Amherst in the CWC Large. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net and search your favorite podcast provider for the WSN podcast.
Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO, BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, it is Friday, heading towards the weekend. The time is 9:37, temperature 61 degrees under cloudy skies here in downtown Wausau. And again, proud to be your only play-by-play source of high school sports in Wausau Radio. And, of course, we also bring you the Big High School Sports Show on Wednesday evenings. And our student-athlete guest this week was Newman Catholic's Carson Callow. And we're going to continue to hear some of the conversation that I had along with Jason Foster with Carson Callow, the Newman Catholic senior offensive and defensive lineman. What about playing on the defensive side of the football? You obviously, you said the center on the offensive side, but you're also on the defensive side of the football. Just, you know, you're as big of a factor, I think, on both sides of the ball. Talk a little bit about the defense, because I thought last week in that game against Port, the defense was outstanding. I mean, going into that game, you looked at some of the numbers that Port had put up, big plays on offense, and be able to throw the ball and run the ball. You shut them out in the first half, and then were able to hold on in the second half. I mean, I think it was a case where it's hard to keep a team like that down for four complete quarters. What was the key on the defensive side of the football last week in that game against Port?
You know, it was just really big, making sure everybody's got their keys, going to the right gaps. And just honestly, just making sure that you're ready for the ball. Like we said, my ankle. I didn't play defense the second quarter, but Greg came in and played end for me, and he did just as well. He knew exactly where to go. He was studying like his playbook all week, and it's just really good that we all know that we got to just be ready to go in at any point.
I was talking to actually the coach of Port Edwards a few weeks ago, and they had switched from 11-man to 8-man, and he was telling me one of the biggest challenges that they have that he's found doing it differently is on the defensive side of the ball, because the offenses can be so dynamic and do things so differently from week to week. When you think about playing both ways from week to week, what is more of a challenge week in and week out, preparing offensively or preparing defensively for the game?
I would say probably preparing defensively, because, I mean, really, you can really cram it up the middle any way you want, because you can bring up a running back and block and have a wide open hole. Like, if you have, like, an all right defense, it's really hard to be able to stop people, because it's just – it can either go really well for your defense or really bad, because they could just easily kick it out to the outside and then have a big gain because, I don't know, someone gave up.
We'll talk more about football in just a few minutes, but let's step away from the gridiron a little bit. Are you involved in any other sports?
Yeah, I throw shot and disc in the spring.
Could you compare football and track? Because they're obviously very different. I mean, it's you're still part of a team in track, but there's an individual aspect to that. How do you like that, you know, having that individual portion that you can focus on?
Yeah, there's obviously a difference between a football game day and, I don't know, on the bus for a track meet. I mean, the entire environment's different. It's way more social on track, but I feel like I'm a little more focused on football. And I don't know. Like,
how's the coach different? Because you have the same coach.
The same coach, yeah. And this year we actually have the same line and throwing coach. So it's.
You said it's a little bit more. I don't get the sense that Micklick would ever be kind of laid back. The intensity would still be there.
Yeah, he's definitely still making sure that everybody's doing what they're supposed to do.
So you spend a ton of time preparing offensively, defensively during football season. I know how busy you are, good student athlete. What do you do when you have a little free time? What do you like to do when you're not, football's not on your brain for a couple hours?
That doesn't really happen. Well, you know, I usually lift, make sure that I'm keeping up with everything in school, and on the weekends I like to serve at Mass.
Nice.
Do you have a favorite class in school?
Oof, probably English class. Love my English class with Mr. Knoll.
Another coach, Newman, on the Newman staff. Do you have any plans to continue to go to school after high school?
Yeah, I was thinking about maybe either general business management or like construction management at UW-Stout, and I might be able to throw there.
Okay, I was going to ask you, not thinking about continuing on the football side, but track and field?
I would like to play football, but, you know, I'm 5'7", so I don't know how well I would do at lineman. So
coaches will always look for the right guys, no matter what the size, right there?
Absolutely. And 5'7", probably a bit closer on defense than offense, but if you got a motor. Shot or disc?
I prefer disc, but I find that usually I don't know. It's kind of a toss-up. It goes from week to week.
When let's look ahead now to the last two games of the season, because something that people don't kind of realize with eight player, because I posted something earlier in the week and I said, well, we have three teams that we cover here, and I said all three of the teams need to win this week. And somebody said, well, hasn't Newman already qualified for the playoffs? Well, no, because there's nobody that does get automatic qualifying for the playoffs in eight player football. You have to, every game counts, even the non-conference games count. To make the playoffs in eight-player football is not easy. There's 16 teams that get in, and it's getting tougher and tougher every year. What is the mindset going to these last two games? Is there more excitement? Is it just a building excitement? Is it the same as it's been throughout the season? What's the feeling here going to the last 2 weeks of the season?
I would say it's more excitement, basically, off of how many people we've lost this year and all the adversity that we've had to overcome. And just it just feels good to get in the playoffs, obviously. And Newman's been in the playoffs every year since they joined eight-man. So it's just nice to carry on that legacy. And to get there, we got to win out, so get 7-1. And it's going to be hard.
Special week this week because it's homecoming, right?
Right.
And also senior day, is that correct?
Yeah,
senior day. How do you look at that being the last home game that you're going to play there?
It's so weird. I mean, it really feels like yesterday I was a little freshman first coming out on the field and not knowing really anything about the game of football.
What do you take away from being part of the program when it won those state championships?
I really enjoyed it, obviously, because I get a cool medal. And then, I don't know, I feel like it was a big part because it was obviously those guys, those starters who really made it happen. But I feel like it's also the scout team that was there, and I was obviously a part of that. It's just kind of special to be there.
I love that you say that, because you're right. There is no football without a good a good scout team. And when you have your banquet at the end of the year and you talk about your most valuable players and all that, those guys play a huge role. So knowing that you used to be on that scout team, what's your relationship like now, being the big man on campus or big man on the line for multiple years? What is your relationship with those scout team guys?
I mean, it's kind of tough this year because they haven't had any JV games, and a lot of these guys are brand new because there's only one sophomore, and he was hurt last year. So a lot of these guys, this is like their first time playing football, and they have no experience in game. So I really try not to be so hard on them, make sure they're going full speed, make sure I'm giving them a good look too, because they really need to step up next year.
What are the keys this week against Tri-County? You've obviously been preparing this week, looking at film, hearing the scouting report from the coaches. Do you have what are the big points of emphasis in order to be successful against a team that's only lost one game?
We really got to stay focused, especially with that being homecoming week. We got to just make sure that everybody's really just into the game and make sure they don't get outside.
Coach, anything else before we get to our final question?
No, it's been awesome to watch you guys this year. I know when Chad asks earlier, when the person or the community member asked, well, doesn't Newman Hardy have it clinched? I think you guys have created that, right? I mean, with the success you've had and the tradition in your program, and people just automatically assume that it's easy and it comes that way every year. So you guys have faced a lot of adversity. So congratulations on getting this far and good luck with these last 2 weeks.
And we got one final question here. We always ask our student-athlete guest, and especially a senior who's been around the block a couple of times and obviously with multiple sports, as you finish up your high school athletic career at the end of track this year, based on what you've learned, based around the people that you've been around for the last 4 years, for a younger person that is just joining the athletic program, whether in football or track and field at Newman Catholic, what piece of advice would you give? Something you've learned over these 4 years that you could hand over to a younger person that's just starting their journey, maybe that little piece that they should think about as they start that journey?
I don't know. I would just say probably just make sure that you do everything you're supposed to do, do the right thing. Just try and be a good player, but also maintain being a good person and just have fun with it, ultimately. Mm. Just have some fun with it. Because if you have fun, you'll probably be pretty good.
Well, you only go through it once, so you may as well have some fun while doing it, right?
Yeah.
Carson Callow, thank you. I appreciate it. And always try to make sure. Oh, I got to ask you one more thing. You got a chance to kick an extra point last week.
Yep, I got one chance.
That it didn't go so well.
No, it didn't. He said he'd give me one shot, and if I missed, we're done. And there it went.
I will
we're
say,
done?
I,
yeah, that's it. He said we're done.
I will say you got a unique style.
Thank you.
But no, it's been a – I always like when I get on the field and you always want me to make it one of my – pregame pictures. I tried to take a picture of you kicking the football. So
I appreciate it. Thank you, Chad.
Carson, thanks again, and good luck the rest of the way.
Thank you.
Carson Callow of the Newman Catholic Cardinals against senior offensive and defensive lineman Cardinals taking on the Penguins of Tri-County tomorrow afternoon, 12:35 for the pregame, 1 o'clock for the opening kickoff, live right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, hey, if you have not checked out BowFallsRadio.com, we do have a preview of this week's high school football action in Central Wisconsin. I have a write-up on the Wisconsin Valley, the Great Northern, the Central Wisconsin, large and small, and eight-player games this weekend. Go to BowFallsRadio.com, and also that will be linked on the newsletter. If you have not signed up for the Bow Falls Radio newsletter yet, do so, because then you'll get links to that kind of information and all the other information, whether news, weather, sports, entertainment, and a whole bunch more that's put out each week. Again, sign up for the newsletter at BowFallsRadio.com. Coming up, we will have our final daily history lesson of the week, and we'll have an opportunity for Ian to finish the week off on a high note with the number for the day challenge.
That's right.
That's straight ahead here on 98.9 WXCO. Chat Home Show, 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. It is 9:52. It is October the 11th of 2024, day number 285 of this year. There are 81 days remaining in 2024, and a number of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1910, 114 years ago today, ex-President Theodore Roosevelt became the first U.S. president to fly in an airplane. He flew for 4 minutes with Arch Hoxie in a plane built by the Wright brothers. I got an idea. Let's make Donald Trump the first former U.S. president to go to Mars. I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, then he could do whatever he wants.
On this date in 1929, JCPenney opened store number 1252 in Milford, Delaware, making it a nationwide company with stores in all 48 U.S. states. On this date, 49 years ago, 1975, Saturday Night Live debuted with George Carlin as the host and Janis Ian and Billy Preston as musical guests. On this date in 1984, aboard the Space Shuttle Challenger, astronaut Catherine D. Sullivan became the first American woman to perform a spacewalk. On this date in 2018, the world's new longest flight flew from Singapore to Newark Airport in New Jersey. It took 17 hours and 52 minutes. So you like those nonstop flights, but that is a long nonstop flight.
Yes, it is.
And on this date in 2020, British Mercedes driver Lewis Hamilton won the Eiffel Grand Prix at Germany's Nürburgring to equal Michael Schumacher's record of 91 Formula One victories. He would go on, of course, to pass Schumacher and is now the all-time winningest Formula One driver. Some famous folks are celebrating their birthdays today. Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates is 78. Joan Cusack of Addams Family Values, also the voice of Jesse in the Toy Story films, is 62. Jane Krakowski of 30 Rock and Ally McBeal is 56. Emily Deschanel of Bones and Devil in Ohio is 48. Rhett McLaughlin, Rhett and Link, is 47. Michelle Trachtenberg of Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Inspector Gadget is 39 years old today. Rapper Cardi B turns 32. And dancer Haley Herbert, So You Can Think You Can Dance, also married to Derek Huff, is 30 years old today. And if you're out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at 98.9 WXCO. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is You Go Girl Day. So You Go Girl today. It is Coming Out Day. It is International Day of the Girl Child. Sounds like you could also call it Daughter Day, but I don't know.
I think
It is Haunted House Day. It's My Party Day. Sausage Pizza Day.
Well, that sounds good.
Southern Food Heritage Day. Vet Nurse Day. And Egg Day. So some special days. So when you're having your egg this morning, think of it as Egg Day. All right, it's time now for the final opportunity for Ian this week to get one right in the Number for the Day quiz.
Yep.
And our number for the day involves what?
The American Farmer.
You always remember that. I never remember it, but you always remember it. I mean, your mind is just sharper than mine, apparently.
I have an eidetic memory. I can't forget things even if I wanted to.
Is that true?
It's true. It's always in my head.
Really? So you remember all this stuff?
Well,
I mean, how much do you know? How many of these number that if I said back in like 3 weeks ago, would you remember what we had a number for the day for?
Not that far.
Okay, okay. There is actually a story. There's the old TV series Taxi. One of the co-stars played Elaine. What's her name? But one of the actresses has the ability to remember everything in her whole life.
Wow.
There was a 60 Minute story. What's her name? I'll remember this, but we got to get to.
You can tell me after the show.
It's the important stuff.
Okay. American farmer.
All right. Our number for the day. The number of people the average American farmer feeds each year.
Okay.
Is the correct answer. 125. Is the correct answer 155. Is the correct answer 185. So the number of people the average American farmer feeds each year. 125, 155, or 185.
Feeds the average family or the average person?
Average person.
Average person. Okay. Okay, I'm going to say, I'm going to go with my gut here. I'm going to go with A. I'm going to go with the small number. I'm going to say 125. That's my final answer for today.
Okay. The correct answer, the average farmer feeds how many people each year? 155.
Ooh, the middle number.
By the way.
Three times this week, it's been the middle number.
By the way, it was Mary Lou Henner, who's the actress who has the ability to remember everything in her entire life.
So, well, sorry. Every moment. So you had bets on me for getting one right this week. I'm sorry. You lost the bet. But I'll come back next
week. If you're going to fail, you may as well fail spectacularly.
Yeah, because if you're going to fail, make it big.
Right, because, I mean, it didn't really matter in a sense. You were not going to get over the 33% threshold. So you may as well save all your right answers for next week, right? Well, have a great weekend.
You too, Chad. Happy Friday, everybody.
And make sure you join us for high school football tonight here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.